This podcast of the Em and Harley Show is brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. Get up to speed with their latest offers at your nearest Telstra store or go to telstra.com.au now.
Hey, podcasters, very lucky. We've got Joel Creasy. We can swear in the podcast,
right? Oh, yeah.
We got Joel in. He's filled in for Harley today. Like, some would say hard to tell the difference.
Very hard to tell the difference. I'm a little bit sexier, though.
A little bit manlier.
I was going to say, a bit butcher, a bit more hipster.
Yes, yes.
I'm wearing a flanno.
I was just going to say, you are channeling Harley Breen today.
Well, that's what I thought. I mean, he said, I'm wearing tighter jeans.
Yes, and you're in a flanno.
I'm in a flanno.
You are Harley Breen.
Suck it, Harley. I can't grow a beard, though.
Neither I can.
Are my beard.
I am your beard. That is true. We have a great time for you. You're going to hear Neo bust in. You're going to hear Joel talking about fighting on a glacier at a private restaurant after getting off a helicopter. So just run-of-the-mill
stuff. Yeah, you know, your usual sort of Wednesday.
It's great. And now we have a very big podcast listening audience, so give your book a plug.
Oh, my God. My book is called Thirsty Confessions of a Fame Whore. It's about my life, lots of celebrity gossip stories. Mm-hmm. You can get it from my website, joelcreasy.com.au.
Fantastic. I love that. Fame whoring all the way. It is a sexy book. You look great on the cover.
Oh, thank you. A lot of Photoshop.
Duh. Yeah. I know, when people ever accuse me of Photoshop, I'm like, and?
Yeah, it's why it was invented,
of
dickhead.
Of course.
Yeah.
God.
I love Photoshop.
Thanks, podcasters. If you want to go get the app, it's hit.com. No, it's the Hit app. And you can go to hit.com.au for any catch-up stuff. And we'll hit you
tomorrow. When you got that wrong just then, I went.
Oh, you were so disappointed.
Like a teacher.
Oh, it doesn't matter. No one cares. See you guys.
It's the radio show that's down one host and relying on the kindness of comedic friends.
Harley's out with a toothache, so comedian.
I think it's worse than that. I saw the photos.
Comedian Nick Cody is filling the chair. And if you squint your eyes, it looks like Harley anyway, so really.
And while Harley's away, Em and her guests will play, mostly at Harley's expense.
I've got a feeling that Harley would prefer like some sort of hipstery beer. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, does it have crushed cloves or something? It's like, mate,
oh, yeah,
just a froth. Get it in you.
No, he talked about a beer that had the yeast harvested from the vaginas of supermodels last week. Like,
what?
He's right into it, yeah.
All right, I'm listening.
This is the Em Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen.
I can't do it today. I can't. I've got that flu where it went away and it came back.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's fun. I'm here on my own until Joel Creasy comes in and he's joining us today. He'll bring all the energy that we require. I always wonder what would happen when I did radio as a job and just couldn't do it one day.
And this might be the day.
It could be the day. There's a fly in the studio driving you crazy.
I know. It's already vomited on a piece of my toast. I had a bin it.
What? What do you mean it vomited on a piece of your toast?
You know how they eat by vomiting and then they suck it all up?
How did you see a...
Well,
oh,
I left the room.
You did not.
Sarah came in and she goes, Ben, there's a fly on your toast.
Couldn't she have swatted it away?
No, that I didn't want it after that.
Oh, my God, I can't believe you threw out toast. Okay, we've... Great. Good show. Fantastic. As I said, Joel Creasy coming in to join us, and we have Alpha Bugs twice. Oh, my God. Oh,
there it is.
Above my head.
It's in your mouth. Don't breathe in.
We have, of course, R&B Fridays live tonight. Show one, Kudos Bank Arena. I'm going to be there on stage about 5. I'm very important. They're putting me very first.
Wow.
Yeah, all the big names
the
on
generosity.
Stage at 5. I know. So that's exciting. I will be giving away the last of the tickets, I'm sure, today. But first.
Yes. Hello, Dolly.
Good morning, Ben.
I'm feeling
like a piece of shit rolled in glitter, to be honest, this morning.
Still look amazing.
Oh, thank you. That's all I hope for. I look just like, you know what I say to people?
What do you say?
They ask me what I look like.
Tell us.
I say, I just look like the girl next door. If you happen to live next door to an amusement park, I'm sorry. I'm giving up on life right now.
Thanks, Dolly.
Thank you. In the 7 o'clock hour with the kids in the car. We go national at night.
I don't know if those two words actually just went to air then. But we're back.
Oh, my God. Were we on air then?
Yes.
Did Jizz and Cock go to air?
No, but it did just
oh, then. We got a letter from a guy. It's Em Rossiano on Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. Harley Breen is out. And my friend Joel Creasy is here.
And what an appropriate way for me to enter the studio.
You would think after 15 years of broadcasting, I would know when the mics are on.
No, I know.
No. I do not.
I say, good morning.
We got a letter. Dan Anstey, a friend of ours,
yes,
who does breakfast radio on the Gold Coast, yeah, he got a message from a woman complaining that in our national show last night, Jizz and Cock got said at 7 o'clock hour.
I can only imagine you were being, you know, anatomical and just sort of.
I was. It was actually Nick Cody, comedian Nick Cody.
Right, I've never heard of him.
Seen you yesterday. Well, you actually look a lot like him if he didn't have a beard.
What are you talking about?
If he didn't have a beard, you and him would be twins.
I can't leave in the first 3 minutes of being on air.
He told me
I
to
could
say
do a dramatic
that.
Storm out.
He actually told me to say that.
If that is, yeah, well, look. I'm texting my personal trainer as we speak.
You are shook.
Joel Creasy, you are here. Thank you so much for coming along.
What a treat.
To help me out. I know.
You're very welcome.
You have a book out.
I do have a book out. It's called Thirsty Confessions of a Fame Whore, because I thought, let's just spoon feed it to people. Really just let them know what it's about.
Fantastic. Yeah, I love it. When I saw that written on the front cover, I was like, okay, intention is stated very clearly.
Yeah, in an embossed glittery thirsty is the cover on the
fantastic.
But we did actually sign our book deals at the same time. You and I am our book deals. Oh, my God, we're so relatable.
We're just such authors, both
such
of us.
Such authors.
Literary.
But you did Jizz yours.
And
yeah. I actually had to say the other day to my publisher, I think there's a few too many Michelle Bridges gags.
Okay, so we need to talk about that. Michelle Bridges is coming in today in what? Studio.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I love Michelle Bridges.
Yeah.
But yeah, she was just one of those names that I just did a few too many of, yeah, you know, too many Australian celebrity names.
We can bring that up. When
okay,
she's
yeah,
in.
Absolutely. Well, this has been fun. I have to go.
Are you genuinely nervous about Michelle Bridges coming in?
I'm obsessed with Michelle
Bridges. I know you are.
Yeah.
But
and Commando.
And baby Axel.
Axel!
Axel!
Speaking of personal trainers, I wonder how much Michelle charges a session.
Do you, well, don't they do, do you think they do couple training?
Oh, my God.
Well, that kid will be involved. That kid
good
came
cop,
out.
Bad cop.
Axel came out with a six pack. He didn't have a choice.
Axel! but no, I was saying that we wrote our books at the same time, but yeah, you wrote yours and got yours done on time, and then my publisher had to push mine back by a year. Mine was a year overdue.
Mine's actually being re-released the day yours comes out with 3 new chapters.
I know. You're so good.
Well, you know, I don't have much in my life.
I got well, I just kept getting distracted, but like Downton Abbey and Grindr and things.
I know, yes. Joel. I know, Joel. So much to catch up on. Joel Creasy will be here for the entire time. There's nothing you can do about it. And look forward to that chat with Michelle Bridges in studio.
Wait.
Oh, I can't wait either. I hope you bought a copy of your book.
I do. I've got it in my bag.
Fantastic. Let's highlight the passages and read them to her.
She actually will be thrilled. They're very complimentary.
A lot of bicep talk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Fantastic. That voice you hear is Joel Creasy. We do look like mother and son today. And
Ellen and Ellen.
Harley's out. He's getting his hair done. So Joel Creasy.
Next camp. I love that tune that just plays.
Isn't it a good so tune? Good. Who it's does that one?
Tune.
Portugal.
Portugal.
Portugal. Yeah.
They
Portugal
all
the
came
man.
Together and really.
Well done.
Wow, good on them.
Good on them.
God, unity.
Look, I know when you think Emma Rossiano and Joel Creasy, you think hip hop.
Yes.
You think R&B. You think music.
Hey.
Tonight is R&B Fridays Live.
That's very popular.
Yes,
I
it
see
is.
That
very
on the gram all the time.
Very popular. It's happening tonight at Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets still on sale at Ticketek. Just have the last few. We've got like Kelly Rowland.
Love Kelly.
En Vogue.
Yeah. Oh.
I know.
What? Why am I going?
Kelly's.
I love
Kelly's. I know. Neo.
Isn't Kelly's milkshake?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
More milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Yes, I got a bit nervous there. I was like, have I got this incredibly
nah,
wrong?
You are rap. You are
yes,
hip-hop.
I am rap.
The 2017 BET Hip Hop Awards did happen, and Eminem has... Well, he did like this. He went to a dark car park.
Mm-hmm.
He got some of his pals.
All right.
And they turned their headlights on.
Yeah. Okay.
And
cool.
He, yep. And then he popped on a black hoodie with a gold chain.
Oh, gorgeous.
Yes, nice. Yes. And he challenged Donald Trump.
Good.
In the most spectacular way. Like, it is, people are just saying this is shots fired. Trump's just furiously
it
sitting
has
at Twitter.
Blown up.
Like,
yeah,
he's going to be, you know. But have a little listen. Here's the first little kind of taste test.
But we better give Obama props, because what we got in office now's a kamikaze that'll probably cause a nuclear holocaust. And while the drama pops and he waits for shit to quiet down, he'll just gas his plane up and fly around till the bombing stops. Racism's the only thing he's fantastic for, because that's how he gets his rocks off, and he's orange. Yeah, sick tan. That's why he wants us to disband, because he cannot withstand the fact we're not afraid of Trump walking on eggshells. I came to stomp. That's why he keeps screaming, drain the swamp, because he's in quicksand.
Oh, yes,
wow.
Queen.
Yes, Queen.
Wow.
Dropping lyrical bombs, Joel.
Yes.
And
sick tan. I like that. It sort of broke out.
How's that? A diss on a tan in an Eminem rap song of the BETs.
Fair enough.
So great. So we're all obviously all staring at Twitter, waiting for Donald Trump's response. Has he responded?
I don't know.
I haven't seen anything.
Because it was blowing up when I landed very late last night, and people were going nuts, and people were coming out saying, Eminem, good on you. This is fantastic.
Oh, it's huge. Fire emojis everywhere coming at him. But the big thing was, at the end of this, which I'm going to play you now, the last part, he actually says to all his fans, you're either with me or against me on this.
Right.
So that's a big, because he has a lot of fans that would also support Donald Trump.
You've got to put it out. I did that with my fans. Said you're Josh Thomas or Joel Creasy.
Joel Creasy. Pick a side. I pick Joel Creasy every time, 1,000 times over. For reasons I will not say on the radio. reasons you know and you know.
Yeah.
So I want you to hear now. So this last part, Eminem completely challenges Donald Trump. He challenges his fans.
Yes.
He puts a line in the sand, and we all will wait to see. I'm hoping for a musical response from Donald Trump.
Oh, can you imagine?
Oh.
A Mulaney on backing vocals. Or she could beatbox. I don't know what's my obsession with beatbox. I keep relating beatboxing to rap.
It's the same.
I'm like Joel Turner in the Modern Day Poets. Remember them?
Oh, my God. Shane Idol, Joel Turner. He's probably CB.
Sometimes people think I'm him.
What?
They just think two Joels.
The same.
I'm like, I'm not Joel Turner in the Modern Day Poets. I'm Joel Creasy in the Limp Wrist.
And on that note, here is Eminem.
And any fan of mine who's a supporter of his, I'm drawing in the sand a line. You're either for or against. And if you can't decide who you like more in your split on who you should stand beside, I'll do it for you with this. F*** you. The rest of America, stand up. We love our military and we love our country, but we f***ing hate Trump.
Harley's out today getting a nose job, so Joel Creasy, one of my very best pals, is in. Thank goodness. It's always nice when you call your friends.
I know. This is the first time we've done this. Can I say, though, every time they say Mike's live just before we go to air, because we could say anything, I get a little nervous, is this the last break of my career?
I love that. I love that every break you're going into,
you never know.
Oh, yeah. I know, and we're just saying the show's getting in the way of our talking off air. Then everyone's like, Em, you're going to air? I'm like, oh, God, I'll write again.
Well, I've got my coffee now. I'm ready for a little chat.
I know, just, oh, we've got our coffees. We've
Pull
got
out a... photos of the kids.
I can't believe I haven't yet, to be honest. Now, every day we do at this time of hour, now you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
I sing the theme song into myself and then I talk out of it. So you'll really love
it. I love
this.
It, but I'm not shocked.
Okay. What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Wow.
Thank you so much.
You sound very good there.
Thank you, Joel. Carrie Ann said she loved that's the best part of this show. She loves it. I saw Kak and she's like, Kak says to me, she goes, I invented the singing into yourself.
Of course.
I said, you are my forefather, Carrie Ann.
Yeah. Kak also thinks she invented oxygen. So let's just,
I love it.
Oh, I love Kak. So great.
Oh. But yes, right now we're doing on 131060, what's a superior petty reason you've broken up with someone? What's the tiniest, little, most ridiculous thing you've used as an excuse because you needed to get out of a relationship? Best call today for the most horrible person gets 2 tickets to R&B Fridays Live. Oh, yeah, it's good. R&B Fridays Live tonight. We've got 2 tickets to give away. What is them? I know. I picked this one because I just knew you would have something.
Well, I didn't break up with him, but I left a mid-date because the guy had a Velcro wallet.
Oh, I love it, but I'm not surprised.
And I can imagine him going later to get a prophylactic out of his wallet. And just hearing I was trying to be classy in radio and just hearing the, and I was like, that's just a bit of a mood killer, isn't it?
Oh my God, I love that you did ended a date because of a Velcro wallet.
I know. I've got to go.
I feel like there's an age limit on Velcro wallets and little chains.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You know the little chains up your purse?
I used to have one of those in primary school. He wasn't in primary school. Let me just clear that up.
No.
He was actually older than me. That's the scary part.
Yeah. I think Velcro wallets and chains, if you can't keep a hold of where your wallet is at the age of 20, what are you doing?
I know. I've also broken up with people that, like, you know, like, haven't been going for the same, like, idol contestant as me and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm pretty, you
know. I'm so proud of Petty.
Yeah, I'm petty.
You are petty. Your book that's out now is The Confessions of a Fame Whore, Thirsty. So really, you're a hashtag on brand.
I am.
Fantastic. I broke up with a guy because he chewed too loudly.
That is completely valid. That's not even petty.
Yeah, there is a reason you and I are best friends.
That should be...
It's not often I'll say something to Joel and he'll go, Amelia, you are being outrageous.
OTT, Amelia Luciano. Like, that issue should be punishable by law.
I agree. Something should be illegal.
Chewing
just
too loud.
The chewing. But then I ended up marrying a mouth breather. I know. So, like, because Scott's got sinus problems.
Yeah.
So he chews with his mouth open. So that's the thing that I know. Oh,
really?
Don't worry, we have separated times.
Yeah, I was going to say, you dumped him before, so.
131060, what's a superior petty reason you've walked away from someone, a relationship or a date? It could just be a date, you could have just left. Best calls today, get 2 tickets to R&B Live tonight. It's tonight at Kudos Bank Arena, Sydney. We'll take your calls next.
Hi, I'm Rosie Waterland. I had a pretty full-on life growing up. It was a full-on world living with mentally ill, drug and alcohol addicted parents, constantly moving, sometimes to good places, sometimes not. There were very crazy times, hard times and funny times too. I even wrote a book about it, my memoir, The Anti-Cool Girl. It's been a few years since the book came out and now my mum is sober. She's finally read the book and she has some thoughts about it. The first is that most of my memoir is a lie. Now is our time to talk it out, and we're doing it in a podcast. Mum says my memoir is a lie. Listen at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Joel Creasy is filling in for Harley Breen.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Jace, our boss, just came in.
Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, he's just like, it's a show getting in the way of your chats, ladies.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yes, it is, quite frankly.
Jace, I didn't realise there were going to be microphones here set up. I've just, you know, but I happily obliged.
Feel free abuse Jace. Sydney knows Jace well.
Right.
They know of his exploits, his stupid shiny head, his tightness with the money.
Right.
They know everything.
All right, Jace, I'll have another long black, please. And maybe some sort of toasted sandwich would be nice.
But right now, we are doing this.
What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
I'm so excited for you to hear me singing into
it. I know, I've not heard you sing before.
What do you mean?
I know.
You're
just in the side pitch.
You're at my house at 1 a.m. when I performed Miley Cyrus's The Climb for everyone.
I'd had a few too many ones. I'm like, do the climb. You're like, I don't really know the lyrics. I'm like, do the climb, but the lyrics will come up on the YouTube video. Do the climb.
He did make me do the climb under duress.
I didn't even like that song
that
much.
I didn't know you did, but I bloody did it, don't you worry. All of my neighbours know the climb now as well. but we're doing What's a Superior Petty reason you've broken up with someone. Was a tiny little thing that just tipped you over the edge? Joel broke up with someone, ended a date because he had a Velcro wallet.
Absolutely.
Fair enough.
And I think he had Oakleys too.
White ones?
Yeah.
Ooh. Thank God.
On his head. You know, people...
it was like the Australian cricket team circa 1985. You know, they all had tips and a high tight choker with white Oakleys, a white shoes, white belt.
Yes, I was on a date with Adam Gilchrist.
Now you mention it.
Yeah.
And well done on that recall.
Thank you. I know.
I'm so proud of you.
Is he a cricketer or an NRL player?
Mazzy in Rose Bay. Hey, Mazzy.
Good morning, Em and Joel Creasy. How are you today?
Just wonderful. Thank you, Mazzy.
We love Mazzy. She's a regular caller.
Oh, great name.
Yeah, works at the post office and at Coles. She's very busy.
Hi, Mazzy.
Yes.
Good morning. What's
the petty reason you've broken up with someone, Mazzy?
I know it's shallow, but, you know, the bad fashion, the way they dress up, plus her attitude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, hello, Mazzy. And then they're wearing, like, a stubby short.
They turned up into stubby shorts to a date?
God.
That is brave.
It's mostly in summer, too. You know, when they were with the tongs.
Oh, the thongs.
Oh.
Mazzy's dating Warwick Capper. Wow. Oh, have you seen Warwick lately?
No.
Wow.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
Warwick needs to lay off the Botox.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
And by my parents. And
actually, if you combined Jenny and Terry, you would have Warwick Capper
wow,
right now.
That's
yeah,
scary.
Your parents. It's amazing.
I also love that Mazzy said, you know, I know this is a bit shallow. Like, no, you're speaking to the right
person. Nah, yeah.
Yeah.
This show could be just named Deeply Shallow. Joel and him. Monique in Hornsby. Hey, Monique.
Hello. How are you guys?
Good, honey. Wonderful. What's the superior
reason? I'm good.
What's the superior petty reason you've broken up with someone?
Well, there's a little band called Guns N' Roses. They had a couple mm-hmm. hits. I don't know mm-hmm. if you've heard yeah. of them.
Even yeah. I heard.
But my wow. Even yeah, my favourite song is November Rain.
Yes.
Yes.
And I was at a party with him, and just when the awesome crescendo was about to build, you know the
yeah, when Slash comes out and does his solo and yeah. his guitar's not even plugged in, but no one cares because there's a church and a wedding dress. Yes.
Exactly. Exactly, which is where we're not headed after that.
So, oh.
He changed the song right before it.
Oh, my God. Wow. You broke up with someone for ending Slash's solo. That yeah. is incredible.
I don't even think that's petty.
No,
I don't think that's a legit reason.
I think get a lawyer involved.
Yeah, that's a big deal. That film clip, Monique, I wanted that as my wedding dress. She has a mullet wedding dress on. I don't know if you've seen it. You're very young, Joel. But Monique, you know the white dress with short at the front and then long at the back, and she comes out with her spiral perm. And I just remember seeing that, thinking that was the height of beauty in class.
Yes, literally the height.
Yeah, it was. And she had like white suspenders on, poking out from it. Oh, yeah. Oh, it's class.
Oh, go sake. Watch it, Joel.
Yes. I will.
Oh, shall
I
we?
Will.
I'll show you. It's the campus thing of all time. Michelle. Hey, Michelle.
Hi. How you going? I love you guys. Thanks for laughing me in the morning.
Oh, that's all right. It's very kind of you. Thank you. The good of the producers to set you up to say that. What's the superior petty reason you've broken up with someone?
Well, it was actually a date. It wasn't a relationship, but it was a date that I'd agreed to. I'm actually training for the New York Marathon, so I'm quite, serious about my marathon training. And
yep.
a marathon is always 42.2 kilometres. That's
yes.
the definition of a marathon, okay? Mm. And he was asking me about the event, and he said, oh, so how long is this marathon? And I just looked at him and I went, if you don't know that, we can't go out. And I left.
Yeah,
didn't even finish my champagne.
Wow.
I'm really sorry. I can't do this. I'm going.
Wow. So because he didn't know this, that is the most niche reason.
That is so niche.
42.5.
Yeah.
42.5. Sorry,
oh,
Michelle.
Oh, my God. She's switching over radio stations right now.
She's off to Carl and Jack. I'm so sorry. That's amazing.
It doesn't matter where I am. I always know the code of your station.
Oh, thank God. 104.1. I knew Michelle we were in for a good ride because of the detail we had to go into there.
I love a detail.
She had to go now. The exact length of every marathon is this. And then this guy came along. That's amazing. Michelle, you're my hero. That's so good. Pam in Glenhaven, hello.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. What's the superior petty reason you've, you know, walked away from someone?
Okay, so I was on a date with someone.
I know, you're taking a run-up. I can already hear it. Okay, great.
And then I found out, look, at this point I thought he was joking. We'd been on a couple of dates and I was like, oh, ha-ha, got a funny sense of humour. Turns out he was actually a flat earther.
Like, oh my God!
The Earth was flat.
Oh my God! Like Sherry Shepherd on The View,
and Shaquille O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal thinks we're a flat
and
Earth as well.
And he kept trying to convince me, and I just had to leave, and I refused to see him again. How could I?
Flat Earth.
Just Google a picture of Earth. Like, just, this is what it says from space. It is round. Here is a picture. I don't understand.
Wow. No romantic bachelor-style sunset dates for you guys then.
Oh, God. Pammy, you get two tickets to head off.
Oh, thank you.
R&B Fridays live tonight or tomorrow night. I'm not sure what the tickets are for. If you're going tonight, I'll see you. Enjoy that. Neo, Kelly Rowland,
so
and Vogue. It's going to be huge.
Thank you.
You're welcome. There you go.
Oh, that is hilarious. The details.
thanks everyone for your calls.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
It's M. Harley's out. Joel Creasy's in for the day.
Hello.
Hello. If you can tell the difference between our voices.
I know. I might need to watch this online or something to see who's speaking.
Even then. Rachel in Hornsby. Welcome, Rachel.
Hey, guys.
Oh, gosh.
Hello, Rachel.
Are you coming to us from a transistor radio?
No, I'm really excited.
Where are you? What are you doing, Rach? What are you up to?
I'm just on my way to work.
Ah, boo.
Where do you work?
I work as a teacher.
Oh, Joel.
On you.
What grade are you? What grade are you teaching?
I'm PE teacher.
Oh, okay. Sweaty boys at their worst. Jeez, okay. PE teacher, all
You're
right.
You're my worst nightmare at school.
No, I love PE teachers.
Of course.
Of course, because I was so sporty. Rachel, your letter is B. B for boob. B
okay.
for boob. Got it?
Yep.
Okay, now, Rach, lock it down. I want a calm heart rate. I want slow.
It's fast.
Now, I must take your first answer, so just be very careful. You can pass if you want, but generally I don't encourage that because it's rare you can get back. And you get $100 per question. If you get all 10, $10,000. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, your time will start after my first question. Rachel from Hornsby, PE teacher.
Good luck.
Here we go. Name a dog breed.
Pass.
A language.
Burmese.
An animated movie.
Bees.
An airline.
Pass.
A herb.
Barley.
A salad dressing.
Balsamic.
An NRL player.
Pass.
A drink.
Bottled water.
An accessory.
Bees.
I'm sorry for laughing at you mid-competition. Bottled water. Oh, look, they might give it to you. Depends what kind of mood the adjudicators are in. $300, they did not. $300, Rachel. Well done.
That was so bad.
Yep. You were rubbish. Yep. It was truly terrible, but that's okay.
The pronunciation of bottled water was divine.
Oh, you're
please give
teacher
me bottled water.
I cannot. And glad you're a PE teacher. That's makes me feel better. Harley's out. Joel Creasy is filling in today. And look, Joel, you are a big fan of my youngest daughter.
She is. Oh, I'm the number one ticket holder.
Yeah, to Odette. Yeah. Yes, she's an amazing child.
So funny.
She's having a rough time at the moment. Her confidence is knocked.
No.
I know. Well, the first thing was we were laying in bed together the other night because Chella had a late netball game, so her father had to take her. So Ernie and I, we share the bed most nights. And because we both get scared on our own in the dark. So
Fair enough. We lock ourselves
together. Yeah. And we're laying in bed and she looks at me and she says, "Mom, I'm dumb." I said,
"No.
No, you are not. You are emotionally intelligent."
Yes.
Like, my kid can walk into the room and read who's upset, who's angry, who's happy, and she'll kind of gravitate toward the people that need help.
Yes.
She's really good at reading tones.
Yeah.
Like, she'll walk in and see me and just know I'm in a mood.
Right.
She'll say, "Mum, are you in a mood?"
She's so funny. And she's got amazing comic sensibilities
God.
Her timing. And,
yep.
And she knows what's you know, deeply funny.
Yeah, like I was sitting at the airport the other day having a rosé. It was 11 a.m., but
gorgeous.
I was on holidays,
yeah,
so it's fine. When you're on holidays,
yeah,
fine.
Time doesn't count, especially in an airport.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I just turned around and my phone's on me and she's filming me. She said, "Oh, it's not even midday, doll." She said, "Come on, Odie." And so, I mean, when your child says to you, "I'm dumb," it's just, there's nothing, you come, "No, you're not." And you just, I went into this whole panic of,
"Oh, no.
Of course you're not. You're amazing. You know, you're so good at drawing and you're so good at acting and you're so good at all those things." And I said to her, "You know what? Mummy was not great at maths and spelling and science.
But boring.
What do you think, Mummy's doing well?" She's like, "Yes." And I said, "Great, good, correct answer."
Yes.
And so I'm working on that. And so I'm going to try, you know, I've Googled, and you know, you've got to build the confidence up. You've got to go focus on the things they're good at.
Look at me agreeing with you like I'm a parent.
No, you're a parent.
You do,
you're busy
yes
working on it. And so then she auditioned for the school play because they're doing Shakespeare for grade fives, of course.
God, that's heavy.
I know, Midsummer Night's Dream.
Oh, my God. In grade five?
Grade five.
Wow.
And she auditioned for a Midsummer Night's Dream. And the auditions were yesterday and she came home from school. And they got told the roles they got. Mm. And I said, "Oh, my God, how was the audition?" Because I thought, this is our win.
Yes.
She's going to get up confident. It's her area.
Yeah.
And I go, "Did you get Titania? Did you get Park? Are you bottom?" And she just looked at me and she says, "No, I said, what are you? She said, I'm a wall.
I'm sorry for laughing, Odette.
I said to her, what? She said, I'm a wall.
As in W-A-double-L.
As in a structural.
That holds up a roof.
Yes. I said to her, and I'm trying to like go, how do I make this fabulous? I'm like, oh, yeah. Great. What does the wall do? Walls are important. Look at
so
all the,
important.
Look at all the walls in this walls room. Oh, my here. God. The roof would fall without you.
Yes.
I mean, how do you pump up a wall?
I'm like, you're even, foundations.
Yeah. I'm like, do you just stand on, are you on stage the whole time? Yeah.
Is she cool, like urban sort of like graffiti Newtown wall?
I'm like, do you have any lines? And she's just like, I'm a wall. Do you see the walls speaking in our house? And then stormed upstairs to her bedroom.
No.
I know, so I've got to find a way to make walls amazing.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm going to do. If I start doing a lot of social posts about walls, you'll understand. I'll get G-Lux to sponsor.
if it helps, I was the drama captain of my high school and I was the understudy in the grade 12 production. How does the drama captain get the understudy?
Yeah, you probably still had some speaking.
But... Well, when they announced the role, I was like, no, just please excuse me. And I had to go to the bathroom. I was like, and screamed into my blazer.
Hi, Tiffany Hall and Cass Dunn here. We are so excited to share with you our new show called Crappy to Happy. And Cass, there are so many ways to feel crappy.
Absolutely. We're stressed, we're busy, overwhelmed, eating too much sugar, emotional eating.
Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're a personal trainer, I'm a psychologist. Together we've worked with thousands of people to help them improve their emotional, mental, physical well-being.
It's going to be so much fun. And you're going to learn a lot along the way.
And so are we.
And so are we from each other. So go to podcastone.com.au and tune in.
Harley Breen is out. Joel Creasy filling in.
Logical standby.
Obviously. Yes. I mean, you can't even notice the difference. Some people are waking going, geez, Harley's voice sounds, something's...
So a little bit more nasal today.
Must have a cold, Harley. Now, you are very busy boy. You've got your book out, obviously.
Yes.
Thirsty.
Thirsty Confessions of a Fame Whore.
At joelcreasy.com.au.
Yes.
You've also been doing some actoring.
I'm a very serious actor now.
You've just been announced on the cast of Neighbours.
I am. I'm actually, when I finish here, I've got to get to the set.
Out to Ramsey
later.
Street.
Yeah, I'm filming later today.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm doing Neighbours. I'm very... Me and Colette Mann, you know, I'm a fairy. And Jodie Anasta.
Is Paul Robinson still on that show? I feel like there's something you should know.
I've only just started.
Rebecca Emmalogaloogaloo's on that show.
Yeah, I mean all the favourites are still out there.
Yes, great. Yes, yeah. Madge.
I just read my lines. And I've also just done Sisters, which is the new drama for Channel 10.
I know.
Like Magda Jabansky and Catherine McClements and Lucy Durack.
Yes.
And Barry Otto.
Amazing. And Emma Rossiano and Halle Berry.
Oh, yes, you are in an episode,
aren't
you? Thank
you for remembering. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We're both very serious actors. We're bringing too much colour to be actors. We need to wear more black.
I also only ever play myself because it's only ever coinciding with my best friend Michael Lucas writing the episode.
True.
Yeah.
So. It would be a bit scary if someone else played you.
That'd be fine. What do you mean?
Dana Arena.
So Barry Otto, you were saying, yes.
I mean, he is just absolutely legendary. You know, father of Miranda and Gracie Otto.
Yes.
He's in my favourite film, Strictly Ballroom. He's about 482 years old.
I know, I was going to say. He's one of those ones I'm like, oh, he's still around.
And he's like divine. And lovely, but a bit of a kooky old actor. And I will never be able to eat the food. You know, San Choi Bao.
Yes. Is that when you put meat in the lettuce leaf?
Yes. It's like, you know, it's like a Chinese taco.
Yeah.
And so delicious. And the other day on set, on craft services on set, lunch, they did like Chinese day. So that was like, you had your honey chicken, you had your fried rice, and it was all a bit dodgy because it was, you know, catering for 100 people. And there was San Choi Bao. And Barry Otto got in the queue behind me to get his lunch, which he doesn't normally get himself because he's a bit older. His assistant gets it for him. Enough, yeah. But he's, I don't know where his assistant went, so, and Barry's just like fascinated by the welts. He's like, oh, what is this? A big table of food. I might help myself to some food. Now, Barry Otto, being 4,000 years old, I don't know if he's, you know, experienced San Choi Bao before. So he saw a few of us and the other actors that he knows getting the San Choi Bao, and you know, you put sort of like the duck meat in the middle of the lettuce leaf and a bit of soy sauce and a bit of plum sauce. Anyway, so we'll go over to the table to sit down. Barry Otto, and, you know, we've filled our plate up. Barry Otto sits opposite me. Legendary act, Order of Australia medal, Barry Otto sits opposite me. He's got his hand trip out. It's just a bit, one plate, empty plate, with this sad-looking lettuce leaf, and then a tiny little dribble of soy sauce in the middle. That's what he's having for lunch. He sort of missed how to do the San Choi Bao. No one's really told him how to do it. Sad piece of lettuce, tiny bit of soy sauce in the middle. And I turned to one of the other actors. I said, I think Barry's about to eat a bit of lettuce with soy sauce for lunch. He eats it. And then he turns to everyone and goes, oh, delectable. To the table as he munches on the... And I'm like, oh, my God. Finishes up and goes off back to his trailer. I'm like, Barry's just eaten lettuce. He's essentially just eating salty water for lunch. Poor thing, but no one's told him that's not what you do.
Look at that figure. He looks amazing.
He looks amazing. I couldn't watch. Oh, my God.
Why didn't someone tell him?
Because he's Barry Otto. But, oh, my God, Barry's eating soy sauce and lettuce for lunch.
Maybe he was researching a role. Maybe he was going method.
He must have been starving all afternoon. Oh, delectable.
Comedian, author, and actor.
No, and philosopher.
Joel Creasy is filling in for Harley while he recovers from dental surgery. That's the truth. That's actually the
oh, really?
Truth. Yeah, he had dental surgery.
What? Well, a filling or something?
No, he had Asian Chris Hemsworth pulled. His dentist is Asian Chris Hemsworth. Pulled a tooth, and it's a photo up on our Instagram now. It's legit. And
rank.
It was already broken, so he
rank.
Did, it was rank.
Who uses that word?
He had to get back down into the jaw because the tooth was broken off.
Oh my God.
Oh no, it was hectic, Harley. You did it on a Joel.
Hashtag ill.
Good. A Finnington 60 holiday rental mishaps. Did you get on, you know, maybe an Airbnb or a Stays or just a Gumtree ad?
Yeah.
Think you were renting a house and that was amazing. Yeah. And well, let me tell you about an Indiana couple. They got on a well-known website to book a holiday house, and it was in Florida, and they were going to bed, and they looked up at the smoke detector, and they realized it was, in fact, not a smoke detector. The person who had rented them the house had hidden cameras filming their sexual activity.
Oh, even more hashtag ill.
Imagine.
Oh, a good angle from above.
Well, that's what the guy, it was so weird. They arrested the guy, obviously, and it turns out he's had more than 40 people stay at his property. Ooh. And has footage of all of them.
Yeah.
And he said, you know, they're like, why did you put the smoke detector in? He said, that's the best angle to film people in bed from.
Wow. God. He's a filmmaker.
Thank God the angles are great. I mean, when I'm watching my illegal homemade porn, I really worry about the angles.
Rank.
But it's just, I know, and it made me think, every holiday I rent a house from this
Same.
Website and from other websites, and I've never actually thought, which is odd because I suspect everything.
Yeah.
Like last night there was a guy on a motorcycle who followed me just too far, so I drove past my house.
Who's your neighbour who you've never bothered meeting?
Pretty much. Yeah. I'm a very suspicious person.
Yes.
But I've never thought to look up to the roof and think that there's, like, maybe a camera in the smoke detector.
Oh, that's scary.
I know.
I've had a dodgy holiday rental once in LA. I think I might have told you the story where the guy, I thought I was renting the entire apartment, and then the guy didn't leave. He was, like, there cleaning up, and then he wouldn't leave, and then he was like, sort of pouring me a wine, and he's like, yeah, I'm friends. Oh, this was in LA.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm friends with Chaka Khan. And I was like, oh, my God, tell me more about that. That's hilarious. And then a few hours later, I was like, I don't think you're leaving, and I don't think you're friends with Chaka Khan. And he slept the night on the couch.
Oh, my God.
It was really creepy.
He still stayed there?
Yeah, because I didn't know anywhere else to go, and I locked myself in the bedroom, and then the next morning I ran. And I was like, tell Chaka Khan I said bye.
I rented a house and we got there and there were maggots all over the floor.
Oh, what?
Yeah, maggots everywhere. And
nice.
It was a recent rental and it was a very expensive house.
Oh.
And I said, I cracked it.
Who's got maggots?
And when the girls got into bed, there was sand in the bed.
That's wrong.
In the bed. And for once in my life, I wrote a complaint letter. I mean, we stayed there. We had to. But, you know, at the end, you know, when you hand the keys back and they ask for your feedback, I gave them feedback in a very strongly written letter that I'm sure the girl threw out and didn't read.
Wow.
And I gave them a would not recommend.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
You're like my mum.
Yeah, pretty much. 131060, have you had a holiday rental disaster where you thought you were getting one thing and you got another? We have tickets to R&B Fridays Live for every caller. So ring up with a good story. Even if it's crap, you'll get a ticket. Let's be honest.
Yeah. Every call.
I've just pretty much blown my mind. I'm so sorry. 131060, give us your stories. You've rented a house and it's not exactly lived up to the ad. We'll take your calls next. Joel Creasy's joining me today. Mm-hmm. Harley will be back on Monday. Tonight is our night of nights here at this station. R&B Fridays is massive, big.
It's me who knows nothing about music knows about R&B Fridays.
I know, it's huge. It's the most popular day of the week for us. So we've got a bunch of artists. They're here. They're in Sydney. They're flown in. Oh, Kelly Rowland.
Good morning, Kelly.
Hello, Kelly. Hello, Khalees.
Oh, hello. Good morning, Khalees.
Hello,
what are you having for brekkie?
Yes. Hello, Mario. Hello, Neo.
They're all just having a listening party in the room to this show.
Yeah. Hello, Monifa.
Oh, yes. Morning, Monifa.
Yes.
How are the kids?
I do really want to touch it, Monifa. So that is happening tonight. So what we're doing, we're on a ticket giveaway. We're on a spree. Every caller right now on 131060 who can give me a story about a terrible holiday rental will get two tickets to go along. This comes off the back of a story. An Indiana couple, they rented off a very popular website that I use, that you use.
Yeah.
They went for a...
We all know the website.
I can't say it. We cannot limit anyone who may want to sponsor this show.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
You just have to always keep it open.
No,
yes, great.
Learning a lot this morning.
Good craft. And so they've got to their place that they've rented, and they've gone. They've been there a couple of nights, and they start to realise that the smoke detector's it's got this strange sound coming from it. It's not really looking, and they realise that there's been a camera in their bedroom the whole time.
Yeah, because those things are really easy to buy these days from your Dick Smith and your Harvey Norman.
Well, you can buy ones where you can stalk your children. You can watch them. You can buy cameras that turn on in your home. You can watch from your phone wherever you are.
Oh.
Oh, no, it's next level.
Wow.
So we wanted to know on 131060, have you had this happen? You've rented a holiday house and it is not what you thought you were getting. Georgia and Cronulla, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What happened?
Okay, so we went on a family holiday to Lombok, so an island of Indonesia.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Anyways, it's my birthday to add to the story. It was, not today. And then, so we've slept, woke up the next morning and we had our suitcases opened, obviously, because we're just rummaging through to find an outfit. And we've woke up the next morning to rats eating our clothes.
Oh,
no word of a lie. It was disgusting.
Eating your clothes? What a fashion review.
I don't know what was going on.
Oh, Georgia, that's not good. Okay.
It was filthy.
Oh, dear.
Ratty.
Definitely. Just to say the least.
That's just a match, eating on your clothes. That's just
you would have had to go buy a new
fire.
Sarong or something.
Yes, you'd have to go and get your hair braided to make up for it.
Just everything.
Get a bing dang.
I belt it.
Oh, I belt the bing
dang. From day to night.
Definitely pop on some heels with your bing dang. Crystal in Penrith. Hey, Crystal.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. What happened?
Wonderful. So we booked a parent mansion for seven people, and we're Greek, so we're quite big and large. We did a one-story with bunk beds, which was one bunk bed for a 5 to 10-year-old and one double-story bed with no Wi-Fi, no cell signal. So if anything happened... we're screwed, basically.
Oh.
Poor Crystal. Oh, look, you know, it's fun to roll up into a bunk.
I thought the bunk beds were awful, then he said no Wi-Fi.
Oh, of course.
And I just did a little vom.
In 2017, if you can't get on the Wi-Fi, get it off.
GWTP, get with the program.
Oh, my God, you've never been gayer. I love it. Anne in Mascot, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What happened?
Oh, gosh. So my sister and I rented a place in Mallorca in Spain, and we were expecting a luxury villa, but it was infested with cockroaches everywhere, like giant cockroaches.
Oh.
And then we tried to ignore it. We just went to sleep. And then all night, all we could hear was like sucking noises coming from the cupboard in our room.
Yes.
And we were just too terrified to even try and investigate what it was. Like we just slept through it and ignored it the whole time.
So did you ever find out?
No. We ran out of there and we left at 4 a.m. and then to top it off, we were locked in. We were, like, gated in, so we had to jump the gate just to escape.
Oh! Sucking noises from the cupboard. I'm not even going to make that joke.
I know.
You're
that's a choose-your-own-adventure-style joke.
That
you know?
Really is.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're in Mallorca, and you join those dots. Pablos. Hey, Pablos.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, darling. What happened?
So I was travelling with my wife in Goa, and we were on the hunt for the perfect beach hut. And we were checking to the first beach hut, and there was a smell coming from the shower.
Oh,
God.
So they moved our room, and when we went to the next room, there was still a smell. So we asked the guy to check the shower, and there was a dead frog inside the shower head.
Oh. Inside the shower head.
Inside. So it's been in the water tank up the hill. The frogs had laid in the water tank, and they'd like, died in the pipe.
Oh.
And then been pushed by the water into the head.
Into the shower head. But it was, when they opened the shower, there was a leg hanging out of the shower head.
Oh.
So everything's all the water, you're just getting owed a dead frog all
yeah.
over
yeah.
you.
Showering a dead frog.
Amazing. Oh. That'd be good for you. It's nutrients for your hair, for shiny hair.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. Oh, well, great. I hope everyone's enjoying their breakfast.
Cane toast.
7:52 a.m. R&B Friday live tickets for everyone. We're all going along. Georgia, Crystal, Anne, and Publis. We'll see you there.
Yucky.
Well, joining us now, Joel Creasy is in today because Harley's out.
Yes.
I
picked a good day.
You really did. It's serendipitous. You've just got your book out. You've mentioned her in your book.
I have.
She has a new book out, which I am currently using and living from. It's called Keeping It Off. Please welcome the fittest woman on earth, Michelle Bridges.
Oh, hi, good Michelle. Morning. I don't know if I can take the title of fittest woman on earth, but I'll take it. But it's not
room.
True. It's not
in,
true.
In this room? Yes.
In this room.
In this
okay.
room? Yes.
I'm the least fit woman.
But you're all woman, Joel.
I am all woman.
Shell, this cookbook, 130 recipes, I just said to you, I've been cooking from it because I opened it up and I'm not going to lie, I'm going, oh, Michelle Bridges' cookbook, I'm not going to be able to do any of this. I'm not going to be able to do any of this.
Really? And why would you think that?
Because you're so, I would have assumed you eat like Madonna, you know, vapors and macrobiotic stuff.
And like air. Yeah, air and dust.
And food through syringes, you know, that kind of thing. But it turns out you eat normally. And
turns out, yes.
Yeah. And I just also have a complaint though.
Yeah, tell me.
I've cooked two of your recipes and I don't look like you.
Okay.
What's going on with that?
Well, look, just know that there was a well, you know, she spent at least half an hour, no, let's be honest, 2 hours doing hair and makeup for some of those nice little pictures in there, which is
you look
quite
amazing.
Lovely.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank
I don't
you
have your
much.
Arms. Like, but, why don't I have your arms? And
well,
you...
look, come on, Emma, it's not too late. Now we've got the exercise chapter at the back here.
There you go, Emma.
So just get into them.
Sure.
Just do them tonight,
oh,
and by tomorrow
you.
Morning you'll be there.
God, you look good in a deep squat, woman.
Deep squat. Yes.
Look at you. Look at her.
Oh, my God, it's just your bridges.
Strong
you don't
thighs.
Need it.
Your
bridges,
strong
bridges
thighs.
Are converted. Do you cook your own recipes at home and then sit down and go, oh, God, I'm good?
Exactly what I do, Joel. I wake up every morning and go, God damn it, I'm Michelle Bridges. I'm getting up and doing a 10K run. Yes.
I know. Well, I'm looking at a picture of you now doing pull-ups under a kitchen table. Is that what you do while Commando and Axel are eating?
While they're having, breakfast. Yes.
Look at her here. I love
these. Gosh.
There is quite literally a shot of you doing table pulls underneath the kitchen table.
I know. See, the thing was, I wanted to put together some exercises that didn't require any equipment unless you was like at home. And,
yeah.
And the one thing with no equipment exercise, it's quite tricky to get your back working.
Yes.
So we came up with this and it really does work. I've used it on holidays just recently when we went away. Oh no, I just told a dirty little secret.
I love it. I love that. So great. Now look, Michelle, Joel is obsessed with you.
Yes.
And as long as I've known him, has been obsessed with you.
I think I've told you this before, Michelle. You are, you know, you're Australia's Oprah.
Oh, jeez, wow. Joel, you're funny. Yeah. Now, did you write a book and you put me
yeah.
in it? I want to know
did.
About
oh,
this.
I love how I've managed to railroad this into, like, chat about my book.
Yes, hang on, stop.
Yeah, I know. You've Tell got a book her. Out, I've got a book out. Well, because you're kind of like you're my measure for everything good. So, like, you know, Oprah wants people to live their best self. I want to live my best Michelle Bridges life.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
you're a sweetheart.
Your book
Thank you.
Times.
And I do.
You know
I'm,
what, but that's what I'm about. Like, honestly, that's the whole reason why I do what I do. It's just because I see so many people change their lives. I see the knock-on effect with their family, with their friends, with their work, with their career, with a life that they never thought possible. And that's pretty exciting to be a part of. So and a lot of people will say, oh, it's just, you know, you're just banging on about exercise and nutrition. And yeah, look, I am. But those two things underpin what is, I think, critically important, and that's your mental health, how you feel about your world, yourself, whether you have drawn a line in the sand and said, I no longer want to be that person or behave that way. I want to be this type of person or behave this kind of way. I want to look after myself in this direction. Then that's that's pretty damn exciting because that puts you back in the driver's seat. Yeah. And I know that it may sound that, you know, I'm saying that fitness and good nutrition helps you move in that direction, but it damn well does.
It really does.
Oh my God, keep going.
I'm making your photo my phone wallpaper.
Yeah. It's like an inspirational podcast that I'm involved in and I have nothing to do with it.
Well, I do write the line in my book, Michelle.
Now read the line to Michelle.
Back to your book, Joel. Back to your book.
Well, I do say, because I've talked very briefly about someone hurting my mum, and I say, if anybody ever hurt her, I would hunt them down and exact the wrath of 10,000 Michelle Bridges on them.
God, they'd be doing burpees for life.
I love you so much. Michelle, it's genuinely good. Like, I'm using it. It's sitting on my little recipe stand in my kitchen. My kids are eating it, keeping it off, 130 recipes. You doing pull-ups at the back, you in a deep squat, and you're also allowing desserts. It's really good. Well done, you, on trying to make the world a better place.
Thank you. I'm very proud of this book. The front section, of course, it's got recipes and exercise in it, but the front section is really dedicated to the reasons of why 80% of Australians don't take the weight off but then put it back on. And that's something that no one in my industry is really discussing. It's a conversation that I want to have. I want to understand it better. I don't want to have anyone thinking that I'm finger-pointing or being judgmental. I'm just looking at the facts and the statistics. Mm. And then I've enlisted the help of an extraordinary woman, Professor Catherine Samaras, who is the leading endocrinologist here in Sydney. And she really allowed me very humbly to be in her world and understand this whole process just that little bit better. Right. And some of the threads that come out in the book are from my fitness community around the reasons why many of them manage to keep it off long term and why many of them don't. And we kind of find the common thread. So it's actually really, I think, really great reading at the start to kind of give you an understanding.
Yeah. Well, Michelle Bridges, thank you for doing it. Keeping It Off, available at all good bookstores, and also worth it for how good Michelle makes holding a bunch of kale look.
Oh, yeah.
You there,
like,
in a red
bouquet of flowers.
Holding a bouquet of kale as only you can. Michelle Bridges, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thank you.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. For your chance to win $1,000 every week, download the Alpha Bucks app on your smartphone now.
Hi, Jocelyn.
Whoa.
Is it me or Jocelyn?
Jocelyn.
Yes?
Okay, now listen to me.
I'm listening.
You need to calm the hell down, lady.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's not coming down, because I love your enthusiasm. I love your lust for life.
But I know. But a real zest for life.
Yeah, you've really got to just lock it down for Alpha Bucks, or you'll just be too overwrought.
Okay. Okay, I'm coming down. Okay,
I love you. I know why you got through. Look at all your energy.
Now, you guys are amazing. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
For 2 hours.
Yes. Joel's doing his best. Jocelyn, what do you do for a job? What do you do?
I do retail and I'm a florist.
Oh.
Yes, I do weddings and functions.
Kale lately?
Would you do a bunch of kale?
I'll do a bunch of whatever you like.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, girlfriend.
Aggressive, upbeat. I love you. That could be the name of my autobiography.
Absolutely.
Aggressive and upbeat.
Yeah.
But dead on the... doing her R&B horn. Fantastic.
Okay. Have you been to bed yet?
I am asleep.
I can tell. All right, Jocelyn, well, your letter today is...
Where are you, Jocelyn?
Oh, my God, I love you. S. It's S. S for... Yeah, S for sedative.
Oh, that's what I need. Okay, S for sedative.
That's why I made the joke. Okay, here we go. You have 30 seconds, my heart, and you need to answer. The first thing that comes to your mind, you need to say, I have to take you first to answer. $100 per question. If you get all right, $10,000.
Okay.
Here we go. Jocelyn from Parramatta, the florist / retail worker / glorious logic.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't say that. Oh, I did not say that. Here we go. Name an AFL team.
Sydney Swans.
A condiment.
What's a condiment?
Oh, my God, stuff you put on
food.
A board game.
A what?
A board game.
Board game, Scrabble.
A type of exercise.
Squat.
An American state.
San Diego.
A 90 TV show.
Seinfeld!
An Australian Idol contestant.
Australian Idol, Come on!
It's over, babe. The buzzer went.
What did I say? What did I win?
You got $500. And two tickets to R&B Fridays Live.
Oh, my God, I love you!
Are you on the dance floor of ARC right
now? Thank you. Oh, my God. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Jocelyn, I could just have you all day. I love how you were, like, answering the questions. I just love how you were yelling the answers. Like,
sorry, pal.
Jocelyn, you're a cracker. I will be able to hear you when I'm on stage for our new Fridays Live.
I'm ringing
you
in my ears.
Thank you, Jocelyn.
You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Oh, my God. Fantastic. Come back anytime. Please mark her down as a preferred caller. That was incredible.
I'm exhausted.
I need a little nap after
the way she would ramp up the answers.
I know.
Vote!
And then you cut her off and she's like, what's the question?
Then I like how she said, what's that? And then I said something you put on food and she was like, salt! well done, Jocelyn. That was epic. I think we need a mashup now to recover. Thank you. Harley's out. He'll be back Monday. So I've had a series of pals, basically, join me.
You hussy.
Yeah, I am a hussy. I do enjoy shopping it around.
How much stuff is hanging off your microphone, by the way?
Oh, that's nothing. It's just a feather off my mic. Oh, it's Joel Creasy. That's Joel Creasy's.
Yes, sorry.
The dulcet nasal tones of Joel Creasy.
Is that a dream catcher?
No, it's like a feather with some pompons. I used to have a unicorn head now. Now they're gone.
Oh,
no more unicorns. Enough. I'm over it. they're overexposed.
They are. I think because of your Instagram account.
I know. Can you see I've de-unicorned? Just back to owls now.
Oh, yeah, back to owls. Gorgeous.
So we've got Joel Creasy in. And 131060, we do have R&B Friday live tickets. We're doing blitzes today for the best callers. So if you've got a story, call us up and be good, for
like
God's
Jocelyn
sake.
Jocelyn just then.
Like Jocelyn. If you miss the Alpha Bucks, go and get the podcast. My God, best contestant ever.
Yeah.
She's jumping up and down somewhere still.
She was buzzing.
She was buzzing. We went in on 131060, big occasion fighting. Were you somewhere very romantic with your other half and it was meant to be just a dream night and then it just ended up with you guys arguing?
Mm.
I feel like someone in this room has a story.
I know. It's like I sort of maybe emailed this through yesterday.
And you planned the phoner last
night. Yes. I was in New Zealand last week.
Yes.
I was doing some work for Air New Zealand. They sent me on a gorgeous holiday.
Well, you're an influencer now.
I am a hashtag influencer.
Oh, social media.
Hashtag F45, yes. Hashtag all that crap.
Yep.
And, first of all, on the flight there, we had a big fight because Jack, my boyfriend,
who is the most handsome person. I'm sorry, I know you don't like me saying it, but he's so handsome.
Well, I've done that celebrity thing now where it's like, you know, I'm doing well. Some people buy themselves a nice car. I've got myself a really hot boyfriend. And he's my Maserati.
Yeah.
And he has Monopoly on his iPad. And of course, I lost and I thought the game was rigged. So I like threatened to throw the iPad out the plane window. And
good.
He was like, we're flying over the Tasman. But no, we were in Wanaka.
Oh.
On the South Island.
Okay.
In New Zealand.
Yes.
We were enjoying a bit of lolly cake and all their, you know, local treats. And we were taken on a gorgeous helicopter ride, just the two of us,
my God,
to a landlocked restaurant.
You know what I love?
What?
You're just a relatable, busy
I'm
working
so
mum.
So relatable.
You know, everyone's listening now going, oh, me too, Joel Creasy.
Yes, I'm 27.
Too was on a private helicopter in a landlocked hotel.
I am a monster.
Yes.
And this, it was like landlocked restaurant. You can only get to this restaurant by chopper.
I'm glad you laughed at the end of that sentence.
Oh, I'm so rich. And we were getting ready and we had to get this to chopper on time. So I said to Jack in our private lodge in Wanaka, I was like, hurry up, you always do this, you take too long, blah, blah, blah.
Yes.
And I sort of maybe unnecessarily went too far. So we had an argument. The argument hadn't ended because we hadn't really spoken in the taxi ride there. We're in this private chopper. Then the
you can't hear each other because...
We can't hear each other.
Unless you want to have a fight over the headphones.
Yeah, and then the chopper pilot and also the air traffic control happens.
Yeah.
And knowing that we're young and gays...
Yes. What?
I know, it was a bit of a giveaway. when I was like, ah! On the chopper. The chopper pilot said, do you want to land on top of a glacier and have a photo? And I was like... Yes, queen. Like, what a dumb... Yes, I want to... That is going to get at least above 4,000 likes.
Yes, of course.
And maybe guarantee me another one of these little holidays.
Yes.
And so it lands us on glacier. And this is our first time to chat. We're like a couple, like, 1,000 metres in the air. This is where people propose.
Yes.
This is like where movies are shot.
So romantic.
And we're like, you took so long in the shower this morning. Post a photo, smile, smile. Oh, I'm going to tell the chopper pilot if you don't. Like, oh, my God, we are fighting on top of a glacier. I don't even remember what it looks like because I was so furious that he'd been in the shower so long.
I love that. I, on my wedding day, during the first dance, had a fight with Scott because he was... Yeah, because he wouldn't twirl me.
Oh, bitch.
Bitch. Like, oh. Right? I'm in this dress that I had to pay for because Mum and Dad were broke from paying for the wedding. And so I pay for this beautiful dress and we're dancing. And so I'm like, can you twirl me now? Scott's like, no, I'm not twirling you. I'm concentrating. I'm like, twirl me.
Twirl me. And it's my day.
Well, he said that. He goes, Em, it's not always about you. And I'm like, I'm the bride.
Yeah.
If today isn't about me, and so we're just silently through gritted teeth, just arguing backwards and forwards during our first dance as husband and wife.
And you know, it's so inappropriate.
So inappropriate.
The worst time, I know, but you do it.
Sometimes it heightens it, you know, when you know you're supposed to be. It's almost like a challenge. Okay, I know I'm supposed to be romantic right now, but I'm going to bring out some things that are really pissing me off about you. 13, 10, 60, big occasion fighting. Was there a time when you were supposed to be having the most romantic moment of your life, but you were just bickering instead with your other half?
Yeah.
We have R&B Live tickets to give away, R&B Fridays Live tickets to give away to the best callers. We'll take them next. Right now we're talking on 13, 10, 60, big occasion fighting. Did you have the most romantic moment? You're there, you know you should be being loved up, but instead you are fighting with your other half.
Yeah.
You were on a glacier.
Yes, you know, one of those moments where you're fighting, but you have to put on like a, you know, we're on a beautiful glacier, but you have to put on a smile and the chopper pot. You know, or like when you're at a beautiful restaurant and you're fighting and then the waiter comes over and you're like, oh, just the Pinot, thanks. Gorgeous, thank you.
I'll take the bottle, thank you.
Yeah, and a straw.
Yeah, I know that one. Scott and I are well-known big occasion fighters. It's almost like we wait for Christmas or birthdays or our wedding dance was the example I gave fought over him twirling me in our first dance as husband and wife. Some may say that was fortuitous. Some may say that may have been a window into the two separations that happened. but we did ask on 13, 10, 60, do you have a similar story? We have tickets to R&B Fridays Live for all the callers. Rachel in Penrith. Hey, Rach.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What happened?
It was my first year anniversary with my boyfriend and we had gone out for dinner and I was coming back home from the city and he drove my car and crashed it up the side of a gutter and the tyre. And I just over it, oh my goodness, I was crying and I thought like, oh, it was the worst day of my life. And then he's like, it's not a big deal, I'll change the tyre for you. But went to go look and early that day I had chucked out all of my tyre, like changed all the tools for it because I thought it was rubbish. Like I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I would.
Oh no. So what happened?
I had to call my old mate dad to come save me.
Old mate dad, yeah.
I was going to say I had to call my old boyfriend.
Are you still together with that person?
Yeah, we're still together, yeah.
All right, well, you and he can head off to R&B Fridays Live together then, darling.
And have a fight there.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Kelly in Hornsby, hello.
Yes, hello, how are you?
What happened? Did you have a big occasion fight?
Oh, this segment's actually made for me, but the most recent one was, I know, the most recent was, shows we don't go out much, so last Christmas we were given a gift voucher, or the year before we were given a gift voucher and we thought we'd use it, was about to expire, and we head off to the city with a $300 voucher to a really posh restaurant, paid a babysitter for our three children, and we... spend up big knowing we've got this money to spend in a posh restaurant, nice bottle of wine, great steak.
Yum.
Get to the end, pull out the voucher, which is online. It's a, I don't know, one he's been emailed from his boss. Mm. And the voucher has been used. So obviously someone has gone through the vouchers that were given out the previous year as Christmas gifts and realised they haven't used this, they'll never use it. And they've gone ahead and used it the previous month. We found out it had been used the month before. So not only did we have the big restaurant bill and the babysitter bill, it was a really fun trip home as we walk up George Street to get on the train and catch the train home.
I see.
I think we walked separately up the 1 kilometre hill back to our house. We did not talk for the next day.
Oh, Kelly, I can hear the exhaustion and bitterness in your tone. I just feel like, just a little hint, last time we went out was last Christmas, which was 10 months ago. Can you two please go on a date?
It's really sad, I know. It's very sad. But anyway.
Will you take him to R&B Fridays Live? Will he come with you?
Oh, I hope so. We're trying to get Jack Johnson tickets, but we'll see how we go with R&B Friday.
All right, we're going to R&B Fridays live. You got those tickets. Hopefully the date ends better than that. Oh, I love Kelly. We're so resigned to life.
I know.
Kelly's over life. You know, shows how much we went out. It was last Christmas.
Yes.
This segment was made for me. Our most recent one.
Walking separately up the hill, 1 kilometre.
I love Kelly. We're all got a bit of Kelly in us.
Yeah.
Leslie. Hey, Leslie. No, yes,
hello.
Leslie. What happened?
Oh, okay. So my partner and I did a road trip from Melbourne to Adelaide, and we were doing the Great Ocean, the Great Road thing, that beautiful thing. Yep, that one. And so we've been driving for, a few hours, pull off, beautiful remote beach, we're walking in the sand, I've got my lovely hippie dress on, just really loving it.
Yeah.
And, we're looking at each other's eyes, having a beautiful moment. And then his face just turns to this look of disgust. And he's like, "Oh, I'm not proposing right now." And I was like, "Excuse me?" we did this big trip. Everything's beautiful. And I thought, maybe something might happen on this trip. And it's just, he took me to this beautiful remote beach, possibly quite something, could happen. And
absolutely.
It was this look of, disgust. And then so for the rest of the trip, I was like, anytime he tried to do something nice for me, I was like, not having it.
So he took you to a beach to not propose.
I know.
So he went out of his way to say, I'm not proposing.
Oh, you're not.
It's not happening.
So
oh my God, I was so bitter for so long.
Did you end up marrying him?
So we actually just recently got engaged on a beautiful remote beach. So yeah, already, and that's why you're kind of like shit.
Well, Leslie, that's right, honey. You know this show, and if people don't know this show by now, what are they doing here? You've got 2 tickets to R&B Live. Also, enjoy that.
Oh,
take your fiance.
Yeah, it'll be so much fun.
It will be.
I'm so excited.
Good.
Thank you so much.
Well, it looked like I was going to propose on this glacier, but we're finding so hard. It's like, I'm going to propose. You go shove that helicopter up your ass.
Thanks, everyone, for your calls. Joel Creasy, you've been here all morning. It's been a pleasure.
What a pleasure. It's been a gorgeous little catch-up.
We haven't actually stopped talking. Mike's on or off.
I know.
Poor Ben just sat there where we was like,
sorry, Ben.
No, I don't mind. It's been entertaining.
You know all my problems now.
I do. Yeah.
And knowing that you were coming, I found this very special thing for you.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
On Spotify, actually.
Oh,
I love Spotify. I've just discovered Spotify this week.
Really?
Yes.
Great.
I know. It's so great.
Yeah.
I mean, it rips off the artist, but for me as a listener, fantastic.
Care. They're doing well, aren't
And you can get all sorts of things. I've started a Spotify playlist of M's Gems.
Oh,
it's
wow.
It's got over 1,000 followers now.
Well, go you.
Thanks, babe. So
is there any social media platform you've not nailed?
Or the Snapchat.
Oh, really?
I can't be bothered.
No DPs on
there? No DPs. No,
no,
sadly. Not even unsolicited ones. the Snapchat for me is a scare. I'm scared of Snapchat.
It is a scary, scary
The young people
hole.
Are on that. The under 15s.
It's only for one purpose.
Yeah, DPs.
Yeah, DPs.
Yeah, and VPs.
DPs. Mike Pence.
Yes, that's exactly what I mean. But on Spotify, I came across something. Well, when I say me, I mean Ben. Ben came across this while he was looking for things for me to talk about, because that's how this thing works.
Yeah, right. God, it's a well-oiled machine.
I know. And it was by an artist who's anonymous, actually, and it is called, it's a spoken word album, and it's called Self-Actualization and Life-Changing Affirmations for Millennials.
Oh, Jesus.
So this is the thing. If you're a millennial and you're someone who, you're Gen Y, also known as Gen Y.
I know. This has freaked me out that I'm also called
a millennial. You're a children of a boomer.
Yes.
You're not an ex.
Terry and Jenny.
Yes. And so this is for you guys, because apparently you're not feeling well. Your avocado's too expensive. You can't buy a house. Your parents are off spending your inheritance.
I know.
And sometimes you just need to pop on a robot voice
telling
you that you're A-okay. Now, of course, social media is big for the millennials.
It's our thing.
It's your thing.
Yeah.
And so let's hear what the Self-Actualization and Life-Changing Affirmations for Millennials robot has to say about that.
My followers look to me for inspiration, information, and direction. I am a thought leader. People follow me on social media. I get so many DMs I cannot respond. Brands seek my advice on how to engage on social media. Because I am a digital native. I am very good at tweeting. People retweet me.
Is this real?
Yes! It's a real thing. It's
what?
It's got 302 monthly listeners, which is not nearly enough.
I'm a digital native.
Yes,
that's
it's robot pump up. So if you're like, you're getting out of bed and you're like, oh God, I'm feeling low, you're just going to pop on the self-actualization and life-changing affirmations for millennials and hear things like this.
I will not shame strangers on Instagram by posting images of them doing embarrassing things or wearing a bad outfit. I can enjoy an experience without sharing it on Instagram. I am in the moment when I am with friends. I will not use more than 3 hashtags when I do occasionally post images to Instagram. My self-worth is not dictated by the number of likes and or comments on my post.
Oh my God, I really hope a lot of ex-bachelor and bachelorette contestants are listening to this right now. There is a lot to be learnt.
Do you feel better?
Oh, I feel so much better.
Hashtag on brand, hashtag feel better, hashtag living my best life.
Hashtag, I'm sorry, it didn't happen if it's not on Instagram.
Stop, it's an R&B emergency. Everybody stop. Stop it right now. Oh my God, I'm doing my body rolls. Neo has just walked in the studio.
Hey, Neo. M is losing her mind.
Hi.
How
Hi,
are
Neo.
You?
Oh my God, remember you said I could be your backing dancer tonight?
I do. Have you been practicing?
Yes, and I also...
1, 2, 3, go.
I've also been practicing my... And I just can't pull myself away. Hey. I can also do your backing. I can do your backing singing too.
That is good because I got a slightly sore throat. I might need you tonight.
Amazing.
Yeah, we should take the mic, Neo. Careful.
Neo, you'll just find yourself on the ground unconscious and not know why.
Yeah. I just can't stop. Yeah, that would be
yeah,
cool.
That'd be
great.
How are you, my darling? It's tonight, the night of nights.
Yes.
Are you pumped? Talk to me. What's your day going to be like? What are you
I
doing?
I am super pumped and super tired at the same time because, where I live, it's what time is it? What time is it here?
It's like nearly 9 o'clock, 9 a.m.
Okay, 9, 10, 11, 12.
It's 9:04.
It's like 5:04 in the afternoon over there.
Oh,
yeah. Time for a cocktail.
Exactly. Now, my body clock is slowly trying to flip over to what's happening here, but I think I'm going to be all right. I'm super excited about the show. I just need a couple more hours of sleep. And then I'll be good. There we go.
Good. Right. And I'm going to be there. I'm getting there about 5 o'clock this afternoon. So I'll come, I'll help you with some pregame pump up.
Okay.
It's going to be amazing. We'll work out our Cori, Neo. That's important.
I like it. I like it. I got some vocal exercises for you. It's going to be good.
Em's got loads of Manuka honey for your throat.
Love it. Team player.
So,
see?
Yeah, always. So when did you arrive? Like just this morning?
No, I got here yesterday. Got the opportunity to move around a little bit. Went and checked out some of the fine vegan cuisine out here.
Are you a vegan?
I am.
Yes.
100%.
Oh, wow.
I went to a place called Soul Burger in Glebe.
Glebe. Yes.
Is it Glebe?
Glebe.
I've been saying Glebe all day. That's wrong.
Glebe. Way sexier.
It's fine.
Hard Glebe. E. Glebe. Yeah. Glebe. Yeah.
Neo,
Soul
no
Burger and Glebe. They did me right over there. It was amazing. Yeah.
Oh my God. That is the best pump up for them ever. They're going to love that.
Absolutely.
So
shout out to Soul Burger. Yeah. I'm still
gonna
for it.
They're
yeah.
And okay. So you're going to have a little sleep and then you're getting there. And what are you opening with? Can you tell me your set? What are you going to do?
Oh man.
I've got to learn the words, mate. Come on.
Well, you know the words. You know the words to the song. No.
Yeah. Oh, what are you going to do?
I'm gonna let it be a surprise. I'll tell you backstage.
Oh great, good.
So that everyone else doesn't hear.
Oh
yeah, it's probably for the best not to tell her, otherwise she'll bomb rush the stage knowing which exact moment she should come.
And
in later news, strange woman jumps on stage, kicks Neo in the face. Yeah, we don't want
that. Thank you so much for calling her a strange woman. That has made my day.
Neo, how dare you?
Hey, strange in the best way possible, though. The best strange ever.
Thank you, Neo. Thank you so much. I feel less sad right now. Can you just make sure you tell security that I'll be there? Like, make sure I'm not on the wrong watch list.
I will make sure that you are on the right list, the proper list for you.
Amazing.
I think you are the security, Emma.
I am. I'm very,
short hair.
Very muscular. Okay. He's just done the like cutthroat thing with his fingers, so that's okay. That's fine, Neo. I still love you, and I will sing even if you don't want me to. I'll just be out of your, out front of your classroom, and I'm so sick of love. You'll just love it. It'll be amazing.
You actually have a really, really good voice, by the way. You really do.
That.
All jokes aside, you really do.
Can you just tell him I'm a singer?
She's a singer, Neo. She just picked me in the leg.
Yeah, I came ninth on Australian Idol in 2004. I can't believe you don't believe.
You didn't watch that season, Neo.
Man, I must have missed that one. I think I might have, yeah.
All right, you've got to go. Your security are actually behind you.
Yeah.
But I'll see you tonight, Neo, R&B Fridays Live. We're so excited to have you. And,
I'm excited to be here.
I'll just be there doing a high kick. You'll know me. Thanks, Danny.
Thank you.
Joel Creasy, thank you for joining me. That's all we have time for. And Neo's off with your security. And we'll see you tonight on stage, Kudos Bank Arena, R&B Fridays Live. We're so excited. Joel, wonderful.
I mean, what a treat.
Oh, my God, I'm
me
just shaking.
Me and Neo, finally.
How much singing did I just force on him then?
You went, beautiful. I don't know what just happened. But you
I'm
were like,
standing up.
You were like Giselle or whatever, the caller earlier. Jocelyn, you were just Jocelyn. Like Jocelyn.
I wasn't so sweaty right now. Oh, my God, my heart rate's up. Just you try and stop me, Neo. Spitzing.
That podcast of the M. Rossiano Radio Show with Harley Breen was brought to you by Australia's best mobile network. To find out more about their latest offers, go to telstra.com.au or head into your nearest Telstra store today. The M. Rossiano Show.